This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan, New York, with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York City to Iran. The indictment in Manhattan federal court alleges that the plot was part of a wider plan to lure three individuals in Canada and a fifth person in the United Kingdom to Iran. According to the indictment, all the targeted victims had been critical of Iran. One defendant not charged in the kidnapping plot was arrested July 1st in the state of California. Her lawyer declined to comment. The rest are fugitives believed to be based in Iran. New COVID-19 cases per day in the United States have doubled over the past 3 weeks. That's driven by the fast-spreading Delta variant, lagging vaccination rates, and 4th of July gatherings. Infections jumped to an average of about 23,600 a day on Monday. That's up from 11,300 on June 23rd. In all but two states, Maine and South Dakota, reported that cases have been rising over the past 2 weeks. Some parts of the country are running up against deep vaccine resistance. South Africa's police say at least 72 people were killed, 1,234 arrested, and unrest set off by the imprisonment last week of former President Jacob Zuma. In a statement issued Tuesday night, a police major said that many of the deaths were caused by stampedes when shops were being looted. He said 27 deaths are being investigated in Gauteng province. In addition to the people crushed, he says police investigating deaths that appear to be caused by explosions. This is VOA News. The death toll from a fire at a hospital coronavirus ward in Iraq has climbed to at least 92. The Iraqi state news agency made the announcement Tuesday as anguished family members buried their loved ones and lashed out at the government over the tragedy. The blaze that erupted Monday in the city of Nasiriyah was the second catastrophic fire in less than 3 months to kill hospitalized COVID-19 patients in Iraq. The death toll in the collapse of a hotel in eastern China has risen to at least 17. This is as authorities called on an end to the search and rescue mission. The city somehow said that 23 people had been pulled alive from the rubble of the hotel in Suzhou, which collapsed on Tuesday afternoon. Rescuers used cranes, ladders, metal cutters, and search dogs to look for survivors. 23 people had been trapped. Most of them who were killed were hotel guests. Cuba's foreign minister Bruno Rodriguez blamed social media activists in the United States for a campaign that led to Sunday's large anti-government march in Havana, as well as smaller ones across the island. Thousands took to Cuba's capital city streets, clashing with police and several thousand pro-government supporters. One protester died while trying to overrun a police station on Sunday, according to the Ministry of Interior. He informed us through a written communique late Tuesday. Thousands of demonstrators marched in Sao Paulo, Brazil, and Rio de Janeiro Tuesday, demanding that the president, Jair Bolsonaro, resign over corruption charges and what they say is the mishandling of the COVID-19 pandemic. Protesters held banners and placards with corruption and genocide scrawled on them as they rallied in downtown Sao Paulo. In Rio, small clashes broke out between police and some demonstrators. It led to tear gas being fired to disperse the crowd. Bolsonaro has been under increasing pressure from sagging poll numbers, as well as an aggressive Senate investigation over corruption charges related to the purchase of coronavirus vaccines. Recapping one of our top stories, an Iranian intelligence officer and three members of an Iranian intelligence network have been charged in Manhattan with plotting to lure U.S. resident and human rights activists from New York City to Iran. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.